I'm Nadia Taylor, Training and Exercise Manager for the Readiness Support Center. And this is Semper Gumby, a podcast about emergency management in the Corps of Engineers. We'll cover topics about disaster response and recovery, FEMA mission assignments, and Corps-specific response authorities under which we operate for things like flood fighting and coastal emergencies. Today we're going to be talking about the infrastructure assessment mission, and we have two subject matter experts with us. We have Shelley Schaefer and Andrea Ruminski. So Shelley, what do you do for the Corps?
I am the permanent cadre, ESF3 team leader, and the proponent for the infrastructure assessment mission.
And Andrea, how about you? What do you do for the Corps?
I am the full-time permanent SME subject matter expert for the infrastructure assessment mission. This is my full-time job. It is all I do. I am 100% dedicated to getting this mission, our individuals trained and funded, and writing mission doctrine, guidance.
Well, guys, I'd like to start out with kind of just a basic nutshell version of IA, or infrastructure assessment. What is this mission?
The infrastructure assessment primary mission is to augment local public works, Applied Technology Council 20 post-earthquake and 45 post-windstorm flood, primarily rapid residential safety evaluations. That means we are sending people out home to home to perform an assessment on houses to determine if that house is safe to inhabit after it's been impacted by a disaster, if it's unsafe to inhabit, or if entry is restricted to perhaps certain portions of the house, certain entryways to the house, based on hazards, both structural and other, such as downed power lines. The second function that our team can perform is to go out and be a management cell for ad hoc technical assistance. So if there's a large disaster and states are requesting a lot of different types of random assessments, whether that be a water wastewater assessment, dam assessments, levees, if they want us to go out and assess a structure and determine its suitability to be used as a temporary shelter, our team can go out. We coordinate that effort. We gather the appropriate resources, engineers of different disciplines to perform that work.
A little history of this mission. Relative to the ATC, Applied Technology Council 45 assessments, we've done that at a large scale after Katrina in New Orleans. And Andrea, I'm not sure how many homes were assessed after that, but I believe it was...
I want to say it was close to 100,000 when all was said and done between the different parishes in Louisiana, in and around New Orleans, and then even some of the parishes that weren't as impacted by Hurricane Katrina as they were by the storm that followed up pretty close behind it, Hurricane Rita, closer to Texas on the western border of Louisiana.
Wow, so this is a really big mission. And to be clear, this is a mission assignment we get from FEMA after a disaster like a hurricane, as you said, or an earthquake. So do we only use infrastructure assessment, this mission? Do we only get it after really large events like Katrina, like you said? Or what are some other past missions that we've gotten?
Most recently, we had deployed to the Colorado floods, which wasn't nearly as large in scope and size as Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Sandy was. But we did send one of our management cells out to coordinate with EPA, in the Environmental Protection Agency, and the local state agencies and FEMA to perform assessments at water and wastewater treatment facilities.
So during a deployment, as you said, the one person to one house going home to home and the 100,000 homes that you guys did after Katrina, what are you actually looking for? What is an assessment like?
They are looking at how a house might have been impacted by the storm, if there's cracking in the foundation, if the walls, the exterior walls of the house are leaning, if they're out of plumb, if they're not vertical anymore. They're looking for impacts to the roof. A lot of times, like during Hurricane Katrina, we saw homes that were displaced. They were moved off their foundations. Any house that has moved off its foundation would be red tagged as unsafe to enter. So we're looking for that type of evidence of damage, especially during an earthquake application where the impacts might not be as obvious as during, we saw a lot of obvious damage during a hurricane, but some of the earthquake impacts can really require a trained eye to go out there and determine if the damage is only cosmetic, such as cracking in a brick facade, or if that's an actual masonry construction house, and when you see cracking, it is structural in nature.
Another key aspect to this mission is none of the inspectors, they do not enter the home, so we don't require rights of entry. All these assessments are accomplished by just walking around that structure.
Yeah, the key is these are generally rapid assessments. If it is going to require more detailed assessment, we send in highly qualified engineers to go in and spend more time at the structure, but those generally aren't houses. Those are multi-level complexes, apartments, something like that.
And to be clear, when a residence or a building is red tagged, that does not mean demolition. That just means do not go in.
Absolutely not. A red tag is not a demolition order. That is something our team cannot do. I believe it's a federal offense to go out and provide demolition notices. All a red tag means is in its current state, that house cannot be entered.
And demolition is strictly a local government
decision.
Mm-hmm. Or directive.
Right. So we are not in the business of giving demolition orders at all.
Correct.
Just want to be clear on that. Tell me more about the water and wastewater portion of that, because I know that's a big part of it. What are you actually doing, and what does it mean when you're doing a water wastewater assessment?
There are two different types of water wastewater missions we might be tasked by FEMA to do. One of them is to go out and perform an operation status, helping them figure out what they might need to do to get that facility back online. And another type of mission we might be tasked to do are to go out and actually perform the repairs at a water treatment facility so that they can get back up and running and get water to their customers, to the people.
And this mission is a great example of partnering with other federal agencies. EPA, obviously, because of their own authorities, have a large number of water, wastewater specialists. They do this business, as normal business throughout the year. So when we do get a water, wastewater mission, many times we'll subtask EPA to deploy their emergency response water teams to support us and help us execute those assessments or repairs.
Well, what's a deployment like from a personal standpoint? Can you tell me about a memorable experience during one of your deployments, Andrea?
Probably one of my first memorable ones was my first one when I went out to support the assessments that we were doing in Louisiana following Hurricane Katrina. And just having the opportunity every now and then to get out of the office and go into the field, you are going to people's homes. At that point, some of the people were going back into the community and just helping them recover from the disaster. It felt good to be out there helping people, and the people who volunteer to be on this team, generally they're volunteering because they want to help people.
So Andrea and Shelley, we are actually going out and doing the assessments ourselves, or we are training inspectors to do the assessments, right?
Actually, there are a few different ways we can bring those inspectors on. A lot of it depends on the size of the mission and the types of assessments we are being asked to do. For Hurricane Katrina, because we were doing those Applied Technology Council 45 rapid residential assessments, there was actually a local contract, and those inspectors were contract employees. One of our team members, our training officer, provided those individuals just-in-time training to go out and perform those assessments. Individuals that were contracted to do those types of assessments generally were looking for people with some construction experience, maybe fire marshals, building code enforcers, people who have general knowledge of buildings already, and then we can provide them that additional training to go out and do those assessments. Now, if we're being tasked to manage that bigger ad hoc technical assistance mission, and we're looking at dams, seawalls, larger structures, oftentimes for that, we will reach back into the impacted district and pull people from their desks doing their day-to-day jobs, if they're able to still do them in the light of the disaster. We'll pull that expertise from the impacted district and we'll send out those individuals. A lot of times, those people might be professional engineers, professional geologists. This is what they do. It's their specialty. If that impacted district can't support the resource demands, then we'll reach out into that impacted division. And then going beyond that, we'll go out to full USACE, depending on the size and the scale of the mission for that. But for that, our bread and butter mission, that ATC 20, the rapid residential assessments, like I said, we can do contract employees. We can use core employees for that, and we have used core employees for that. And that's another one of those opportunities to reach out to the Emergency Support Function 3 support agencies, the other federal agencies. During Hurricane Katrina, Bureau of Reclamation provided some people to help perform those assessments as well.
Tell me about Hurricane Sandy. Did we have this mission during that disaster?
Yes, we did. That's one of the examples of us going out as a management cell and helping with the technical assistance mission. Because that was a multi-state disaster, we had deployed one team to New York State and we deployed another team to New Jersey. And that's what their main function was. It was performing assessments generally of critical public facilities. It wasn't one of those house-to-house missions.
Give me some examples of critical public facilities that they assessed.
Police stations, fire stations. In New York, we were actually tasked to evaluate a mothballed kind of dormant wing of a hospital to see if it could be used for sheltering.
And there are several other technical assistance taskings in New Jersey. A lot of them were related to water, wastewater, outfalls off the coast.
And yeah, we had some divers.
Yeah. And as a team leader, that service is invaluable when all those taskings can come in and that infrastructure assessment management cell, you can hand them off to them and they'll make sure that they get resourced and executed and then everything reported back up and provided to the state or whoever needs that information to finalize all those.
So we've talked about the training that we provide others in the field, that just-in-time training that Andrea mentioned, but what about our own training? How do we keep our own infrastructure assessment, planning, and response teams up to speed?
Well, for new members, everybody is required to do distance learning. There is the general Army Corps of Engineers Level 1 training that all responders get, independent of which planning response team, which mission area they are on. And then there's the level 2 training, and that level 2 distance learning is very specific to that mission. So in order for an individual to be eligible to deploy, they have to have completed those two trainings in addition to some position-specific training. Our action officers and our mission managers have to take some additional FEMA courses. And then every other year, we are funded to do an in-person workshop where we bring our teams together and we train them as a big group. And a lot of that is more hands-on type activities.
And we also bring in our partner agencies into that training. It gives us an opportunity to work directly with VA and Bureau of Reclamation and EPA during those workshops.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. And we just want to say thanks to Andrea and Shelley for letting us know about infrastructure assessment. And hopefully everyone has learned just a little bit more about this mission. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Nadia.
That's all we have for today's episode. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you've learned something. Please subscribe to our feed and check back for future episodes. I'm Nadia Taylor, and this is Semper Gumby.